1941, you're 20 years old, and that's when you escaped Poland.
Yes, sir.
Tell us how that escape took place and what it was you were intending to do. Describe it.
I received orders and a warning that details will come later, that I was to leave Warsaw and leave the general government territory and report to British authorities in Istanbul. The Polish name for Istanbul is Constantinople, Constantine the Great. The Poles never use the word Istanbul. They don't acknowledge that Constantinople is in Turkish hands. So I was told that I would have to report to British authorities in Constantinople. I still remember, because as a Pole, I never considered a reference to Constantinople to be strange. Because the Poles always call that city Constantinople. But nobody else in the world does it anymore.
So your actual escape by vehicle, and you go through Turkey.
I walked 90 days from the border of Poland with Slovakia. I escaped through Slovakia and ultimately Bulgaria, and I was a deaf dumb. I was trained to be deaf dumb, because if I had opened my mouth and said anything, I would have been instantly a suspect. So I was trained for at least weeks, if not months, to be a deaf dumb. Another thing that I owed the Polish underground, it's unbelievable what those people did. Just as perfectly conspiratorial as they knew to be. They were perfect in preparing me for that journey. I didn't have anything. Everything was removed. Labels from my clothes. I couldn't carry any pieces of paper. They knew everything. They must have had some real police experts in the Polish underground. The Brits tell me that they had nothing to do with training the Polish underground. And I believe them, because I thought they would claim credit for the efficiency of that organization. They attributed all to the native Polish skills. And I am still in awe of that skill they exhibited on me. They saved my life.
You walked for 90 days and slept along the way, side of the road, or what have you. And now, how did you always know your direction for getting out?
Now let me reveal to you what still has not been officially revealed. The Brits had agents all over that part of the world. And I knew where to find those agents. I had no notes telling me how to find them. I had to memorize all addresses and methods of reaching those British agents. I couldn't talk to them. I doubt that they could speak any of the languages I spoke. But they knew what to do with me, how to help me. They knew how to feed me, how to give me food, and they knew how to identify me, which is unbelievable.
Would you make contact with an agent every day, or were you on your own a lot?
I would say every 3-4 days, depending on where I was.
So you'd go without food many days?
But I had food with me when I started. Then I was replenished. My supply was replenished. So really, I cannot lie to you and say that I was ever hungry. Yeah. Real hungry. Or starved.
So when you met up with a British agent, Did you play the deaf, dumb role all the way through, or did you speak to those agents?
No. They didn't let me
speak. So for 90 days, you did not speak to anybody?
To anybody. I didn't communicate.
And they knew you were playing deaf, dumb?
Oh, yeah. They did. They did.
You didn't have a compass? I mean, you're just walking. You're following roads then, I suppose, so you could find your way through.
You'll be shocked to know how many times before departing I heard in perfect English, "Good luck." That's all they ever spoke to me before we parted. They would say, "Good luck." And I wouldn't answer. I just waved for thank you.
What was your mission then? I mean, you were to meet up with the British Army, but why were you chosen to walk 90 days?
And how many people that they sent on a mission like mine?
And what was your mission? Why were you chosen? Well, I think we know why you were chosen. You obviously were a language expert, so that's why they chose you.
You figured it out. Took me years to figure out. Because the Brits never told me. The Polish commanding officer never told me. Nobody told me why I was told to march and get out. But I figured out the way you did. Because when I joined the Polish forces, I knew there was a critical deficiency in the number of English-speaking Polish military personnel. And I attributed to what you so intelligently and immediately guessed. They needed Polish military personnel, either officers or enlisted men, who could speak to the Brits. And I learned, as all Polish people did before World War II, British English. I could understand, and I still understand, British English.